Good morning. Welcome to the 50th, believe it or not, 50 episode of Insurance Questions Podcast. It is currently March 27th, 2024. I'm your buddy Eddie Buffalo. And look at everybody that's on the screen. Holy cow. People that have helped us grow our numbers. Just so you guys know, sometime either Thursday or Friday, we're going to hit 4.5 million listeners. That's what we're trending towards. I'm going to introduce, we're going to go around the horn here. The gentleman that actually started Insurance Questions Podcast with me back in Buffalo almost 3 years ago, Chris, can you believe that? I mean, we didn't get the numbers we're getting now, but we still have good numbers in Buffalo.
Yep.
And, oh, we just lost Sharon. She ran away. Oh well. And
I think it was your cowboy hat and your fake Texas accent.
I'm not doing nothing. Right? I'm gonna put on Savage. They not said, you know what? I wanna buy one of them annuities. You got any of them annuities there? Let me tell you what.
I can help you with the taxes, but I don't do annuities.
So I just want to thank everybody for what you've meant to the podcast so far. Now, Chris, what do you do for a living? So we go a little bit deeper into everybody, what we do. Give me a little commercial.
Well, I am a licensed insurance agent. I do work for one particular company that unfortunately I can't name right now. But
is it based in New York? And do they sell life insurance?
I guess you could kind of say that, yeah, in a roundabout. way, yeah. It's an 11 letter it's an 11 letter word. It's 14 across.
I'll take an A.
anyways, so I am obviously in the business of helping people. So I do assist with life insurance, both families, individuals, juvenile, and then groups, small, medium, large. I also get into fixed annuities, individual disability insurance, long-term care. You know, we do have a rather large portfolio of things that we can offer. So, but we also work together. I mean, I have no problem, obviously, sending people your way, Eddie, or vice versa. So, you know, again, just in the business of helping people.
Let me move this out of the way so you can see me really good. This happened to be from the company that me and Chris used to work with. Can you see me? Can you see me still?
Oh, my gosh. Robin's shocked by how you're behaving, Eddie.
The one and only Sassy Sarah with Robin the Girl Wonder. There she is. Wouldn't that be awesome? Like,
yeah, you know, it's funny. I told her about your shirt idea, and she's like, oh, my God, I love it. So we definitely need to do
so
that.
So Chris is going to know what I'm talking about. Robin, who the heck is Robin? Got to get ready for Dingus Day with that, buddy.
Oh, my Lord.
And I thought even better of how to elevate your shirt. So I know you said the silhouette of Robin, and then who is Robin? You can put like the little Robin mask across her eyes too, across the silhouette.
Indeed.
You know.
Hey, look, I just plugged in my microphone. It'll work better now. Yay.
Oh, well, that helps.
So, Sarah, what do you do?
Oh, I do.
Besides call me with inappropriate things.
Oh, whatever. Stop.
Does anybody know what a tubby nugget is?
So,
anybody on the screen?
I'm going to keep talking over you. So I do accounting, so bookkeeping. We do part-time controller, CFO services. We do daily money management for clients who can't handle paying their bills on time or people who just travel a lot and don't want to do it. We can handle that function for them. And then we also do taxes, of course, with tax prep. So we kind of do it all.
And I got to tell you, folks, I'm really proud of Sarah because not only she has been a good partner for me, she also is growing by leaps and bounds. She's purchasing different portfolios from different tax people. And I don't know how you do it all, to be honest with you, because I mean, I talk to you all different times of the day, and I even offer to beat up people for her, but she doesn't want me to do that yet. But
I like how you threw the word yet in there. Yeah, no, because I had a very aggressive business plan of acquiring one business a year for the first 5 years.
It hasn't been working out. You're just buying more than that.
Right. Well, and it's, I just plan on retiring. I always had the goal of wanting to retire by the age of 40. And of course I turned 40 this year, so I'm a little behind.
Maybe you should talk to somebody about buying an annuity product for your retirement years.
Yes, I'll look into that. but it's like, I plan, like not really retire. It's just more of, I'd rather have employees who can do the work and I oversee it and I can go do things I want. But I started the business to help people, whether that's my employees or other business owners. So it's just rewarding.
And you said Robin's super lazy and she needs to do more at her job. That's what you were saying the other day.
We'll say that when she's really my right-hand woman. she has tasks and I'm like, hey, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? Like, she keeps me sane. So it works out well.
Well, we like everything you're doing so far, Sarah. We're going to move on to the Raiders, Sharon Raider. Welcome back to the show, Sharon. Sharon was my first official. Well, Lori Schneer was actually my first guest because that was just a test show we did. So, yeah, well, yeah. And then Sharon, to this day, guys, I don't know if she's got a lot of family or a lot of friends, but she's still getting views on our first video.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
And what do you do, Sharon?
I am a realtor. I do commercial and residential real estate. So if you need help with buying a home, selling your home, renting, or if you're wanting to invest in real estate, which is a great thing to do, especially here in Texas, or you are looking to go into the commercial real estate realm where you want to buy commercial real estate, a lease, you know, put your rent up space for your business, or you're wanting to sell what you currently own, I'm your gal.
I just want to know how come the other people on the screen don't have haircuts like me, you, and Donnie.
Hey, this is a great style. Great style.
Low maintenance hair.
A lot of time getting ready right now.
So
I've always wanted to shave my head, but I'm always afraid I'm going to have that weird shaved head underneath all the hair. So I've just never done it.
It'll grow back, you know. Are we going to get to see one of your wigs, Sharon, before the end of the episode today?
Do you want me to go and get a wig?
Your blonde one the other day was fabulous. Super,
I had it on
sexy.
Earlier this morning. I did have it on earlier this morning because I had a Zoom meeting with some potential new clients. And so I didn't want to freak them out with a bald head. So, yes, I had on my blonde wig this morning.
Well, you wear it well. You look fantastic with it.
You are a hero to me because, I mean, you're going through a lot right now. And whenever I call you, you're freaking working. So, you know, no matter whether you, whatever you're going through, you're still working. I got to tell you.
In 45 minutes, I go leave to go and do chemo.
Oh, wow.
You had cancer? I didn't know that.
Oh.
So I got to tell you a quick question. Not question, quick little thing. So I went to Sharon Romeo's house for the Super Bowl. And she hardly watched it because she was doing work for one of her clients. Now that's dedication. And I only like Sharon because she's a Buffalo Bills fan too. You know?
The only reason you like me.
Well, I'm glad you're doing good. You are an inspiration to me to keep on going. No matter what crappy day I have, I just got to look at you. And it could be worse. And you are just, you're a superhero. You really are getting through this like the way that you are. So
it's all about your mindset.
Yay, Sharon. And we are going to move on to the one, the only, Donnie Lowe. What's up, Donnie?
Hey,
Are
just
you a history
joined.
teacher? Is that why you have a map behind you?
So I want to conquer the world with love and
You're
gratitude. That's
Dr.
all.
Evil?
No.
I want to get, I want $1 million. Well, I saved you for last for a reason. Like we, our insurance question podcast slash this slash that slash taxes. But I gave you a job this week, and your job was to come up with a topic for today. And what you came up with was pretty good, especially with Chris being on here. I think it's going to be very timely. And what do you have for us, Donnie Lowe?
So what I thought we can talk about, because a lot of people don't realize this, is when you hear the word life insurance, what comes to your mind first? For
Run
most
away.
people,
Run
and
away. I don't want to talk to those guys.
all right. For most part, it's coverage or death benefit. But a lot of people don't realize the living benefits that some life insurance policies can afford to the masses.
What do you mean, Donnie Lowe?
So let me just start with a couple real quick stories or scenarios. There was a person back in the 20s and 30s who was really starting to grow his company. And obviously at that time frame, the Great Depression hit. And he was very concerned about meeting payroll for all of his employees across the stores that he was opening across the country. So what he did was he had a whole life insurance policy, a permanent life insurance policy, that he was able to take cash value from those policies to ensure that his employees receive their paycheck until they can kind of ride out that Great Depression storm. That person was John Cash Penney, otherwise known as J.C. Penney, founder of J.C. Penney
Interesting.
Stores.
Interesting.
So that's one example of utilizing whole life insurance anyway as a living benefit.
Well, let me ask you
Another
this.
real quick
So,
story. Oh, I'm
if I
sorry.
get up, if I buy $100,000 tomorrow, whole life insurance, I can get a $100,000 loan, right?
Not from your policy. It
Why
does take some
not?
time. It takes some time to build up that cash value. So the US government, they don't want to utilize and have people utilize life insurance policies as investment tools. It's the main intent is for what it's supposed to do, is to help you down the road.
I mean, I only
So
ask Donnie that because we actually do have customers that think they're able to do that. And they're
that's true.
very, by the way, if you like, we would need you to like and subscribe, hit the button on the bottom of the thing. But a lot of YouTubers are watching these videos and they're hearing, oh my gosh, I can get money. All I got to do is get a life insurance. So they're not listening to the whole thing. It is a
Correct.
great idea. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I wanted to
No.
stop you there because that's a question everybody has. I'm sure. How about back in Buffalo for you, Chris? Do you still get those calls every once in a while?
Yeah, not super often, but once in a while for sure.
It was worse like 2 years ago, the whole infinite banking thing. It was pretty ugly.
Yeah, because people didn't understand the way it works. And you're right. They think, oh, I put in 100,000 now, I can get it now. And that's not the way it works.
No.
So the
And
advantage of trying to get that cash value, I'm sorry, Chris, is
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
it's income tax free.
Yes.
So when you pull
Well,
out your cash
yeah.
value, that money's tax free. And another beautiful thing is if you have children and you're saving for college, and you do not have to report as any type of income any of the cash value that you might have in your own life insurance policies.
Is
So
that
filling out
true,
that
Sassy
FAFSA
Sarah?
form, you don't have to report that.
She wasn't listening. Watch. I could
I
see she wasn't listening.
no, I was processing and I was not listening.
Thank you.
sorry. I have a meeting with a client. I'm trying to do some reports at the same time. So I heard part of it. Can you repeat that? My apologies.
Sure. for FAFSA purposes, for going to fill out the college applications, you do not have to report any cash value that you have in your whole life permanent insurance policies as any type of net worth or income.
So, Eddie, what do I do for a living? Do I fill out FAFSA applications? Is that one thing that I
No,
mentioned?
the question is, what taxable events occur with life insurance?
That's more just if you pull something out.
I
If
have a
it's
mistake.
paid out, you usually have to let you get a document if you have to record it on your taxes.
What is that document? Is it a 1099?
Yes. See, you know these questions. So I was trying to figure out where was the tax question in there. And he said, FAFSA, sir. You can't confuse me with
Well,
adding extra words.
Donnie Lowe had to lower himself because he's from Williamsville, New York. And so he's usually out there polishing those gold bars, Not like me and Chris from Kenmore and me from South Buffalo originally. We only heard about guys like Donnie Lowe. We didn't get to live that dream like him,
Oh, goodness.
The delivery truck's out in front waiting to deliver those gold bars.
So, Sharon, I know we've talked about this before, and have you talked to any of your clients that you've sold houses to about mortgage protection?
You always talk about the mortgage protection.
Mm-hmm. It's
Yes.
huge.
The biggest thing right now that I'm having to talk to clients about is not so much about mortgage protection, but about mortgage insurance. Just because the insurance right now is sometimes really hard to get because mortgage rates, not mortgage rates, insurance rates, to insure your home is going up through the roof.
I know a lot of people have talked about that in our meetings and that,
Yeah.
and Texas is really weird. It seems like as it gets more populous in your area, like say you buy a home for $800,000 and in 2 years it's up to $1.8 million, which happens a lot. So a
Yes.
lot of people can afford their mortgage, but they can't afford their taxes.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the people in Prosper are going to do because a mile and a half away from them, they're building a Universal Studios. I
Yes.
have no idea what that's going to do to their
And
taxes.
then, yes, and then making sure that you're insuring your home for that $1.8 million now because
Right.
you had your home insured for 800,000. Well, guess what? Your home is worth more now. You need to bump up your insurance
I mean, there's
because
cases
you
in
need to
Texas
cover
where
that value.
your value goes up before you're even in that house. By the time they're done building it, which just blows me away. Now, Sarah, what do you think about that? See if she's paying attention.
I was paying attention. So I know that insurance goes up too when you have the companies want to pull out of an area. So you also have that. Like we've had a lot of hailstorms here recently, and then after the freeze, a lot of companies want it out of Texas. So they raise the rate so you don't renew with them. But yeah, no, I was happy when McKinney voted no for the airport because the last thing I want to do is have our airport become national.
Are you talking that itty bitty
Especially,
one by my old office?
yeah, there's an
They were going to make
airport.
that a big airport.
They wanted to make it a national airport and it got
That's
turned down and they
insane.
kept saying, oh, well, the taxes will be great. Yeah, but I don't want to deal with traffic. Traffic's already bad because
No.
everybody wants to move to McKinney, which
Yeah.
is. And then there's like construction everywhere because they're building everything and taking down the beautiful trees and the scenery of why most people move to McKinney.
I mean, and
Sorry,
you know,
tangent.
even like back in Buffalo, it's so weird. I mean, Chris can attest to this because back years ago, it was all firemen and cops in South Buffalo, and the houses were very reasonable. I mean, 22 years ago, we bought our house for $60,000, and on Zillow, which I don't know if it's real or not, but it's listing at 239. Oh, Sharon's saying no, but that's a huge jump. That's huge. I mean, and you were in West Seneca, Chris, so you got to see it too. It's just insane. And now I even talked to a woman here in Greenville. Because when I first started looking around and I noticed how I would like to invest in the downtown area, I stopped in a little bodega and said, hey, honey, have you lived here, a long time? She goes, oh, my whole life. And she goes, yeah, I live in my mom and dad's house. It's been paid off for, but I'm going to have to leave. I'm like, why? She goes, I can't afford the taxes because all these expensive houses are going up around me, So, it's a huge thing. I mean, and there's so many opportunities for people to get into safe money. Insurance, whole insurance, huge, whole life insurance, huge. Most of them are around 6%. There's some annuity products out there by the big guys, and even the little guys are starting to come along where you get a product that's fixed, no basement, no ceiling, meaning that it's not going to go below the fixed rate. And also, if it goes higher, you're going to get that bump too. So there are a lot of options out there. I'm dipping my toes into Bitcoin a little bit. I still don't know if I like it. And I was just talking to a gentleman about an hour ago, and he said, Bitcoin, long-term investment, long-term investment, long-term investment. Well, I know people personally that they're shorting their Bitcoins, where they'll put it in for a very short period of time, and they're killing it. But I'm also not hearing the other side of it when they lose money. It's kind of like when the gambler goes to the casino, tells you all the time about the money he's won, but not about the money he's lost. I know my father
True.
was like that, So, I can't believe it's 50 episodes. I'm going to tell you a quick story before we go. This morning I went to the gym and it was pretty filthy, and it has been since I've been in Greenville. I'm not happy with it. So I stopped at another gym where my daughter goes to back in Buffalo just to check it out. And nice and clean. And I ended up joining them. But as the guy is showing me around, a guy stopped me and goes, hey, I know you. I go, I don't think so, buddy. I mean, I've only been here, since the first month. He goes, I see your show. You're Eddie Buffalo. I'm like, oh my gosh. Are
Oh
you
my God.
serious? Are you serious?
Did he ask for your autograph? Probably
No, no,
on the
no,
contract to join
no, no.
the
Yeah.
gym.
But I'm sure your wife, I don't remember your name, but I'm sure you're watching this episode with your wife. Because first I said, no, maybe you know me from boxing. And she's like, can you teach me? Because I want to, I said, sure, whatever. But once again, I want to thank everybody for our growth. I will be sending out a message when we do hit 4.5. You have a chance to hit 5 million over the weekend. I'm hoping we do. But as we always say, if you like working with people like you, we're the place to go. Please like and subscribe on the bottom. I'm going to go around the horn. Sharon and Robin the Boy Girl Wonder, is there anything you need to say?
Did you just really call me Sharon?
No.
Yes.
Oh,
Yeah,
Sarah, Sharon, you know your name. You know your name. It's right on the bottom of the screen.
I got
I am Sarah.
it.
Let me tell you
Focus,
what, girl.
focus.
Sharon, keep on getting better. You got this, kid.
Yeah.
Because I ain't cutting my hair again. You were a one-time shot. I ain't doing it no more.
You don't need to cut your hair again.
Jonesy, thank you from the beginning. You've seen it from the beginning where we'd be sitting at my dining room table broadcasting, hoping somebody's going to listen to
Yeah.
it. People back in Buffalo did a little bit. We had a little bit of break when I came to Texas, and then we rebooted. Donnie Lowe always got good questions. What time do you have to get back to polishing those gold bars? So it's like 25 after the hour. You got enough time? Do you use barkeeper's friend or you use something special or go, you just spit shine those bad boys up?
Hey,
Who's
Eddie.
coming up with this stuff?
Hey, Eddie.
Yes.
Moving along.
So once again, tune in tomorrow. We're gonna have episode number 51 with Mike Casey. It's gonna be about, hey, you wanna be like Eddie Buffalo? Probably not. But we're going to be talking about if you would like to get into this industry. It's been great for me. for Donnie Lowe, and for Jonesy Swiatek. So once again, thank you, everybody, and stay safe. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye, everyone.
Bye.